That's important. Cake is of the Lord. I believe that. And like every Honor the Graduates message, this message is for our graduates. And I will preach it to our graduates. I know you understand that, church. And I hope that along the way you'll get something as well. But just remember that this message, the Lord put this on my heart for these that are here tonight, these two. And I will preach it to them. And most of the time I'll be looking at them. I may even step down. I may even sit on this front step and just talk to them and preach to them. But you folks listen right along. If you want to take a nap, go right ahead. We won't be long at all. But we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I want to read one verse and then share a quick story and then just a thought that the Lord's given me. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, says this. It says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Now I want to read that one more time, and I want you to listen. I want you to listen. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run," think of that, those two words, "so run that ye may obtain." Now, when we talk about running, it's not one of my favorite things to do. As I said earlier, I'm not the choicest athlete out there, and I have no apology for that at all. I play guitar. What sports do you play? So I play guitar. But I did play soccer in high school. Anyone else play soccer in high school, college maybe? Some people try to say that is a girl's sport, and they usually have never played it before because there is a lot of running and you need a lot of endurance. And I will say that I did play soccer, and I wasn't just the ball boy. I was the ball boy for 1 year, but after that year, I did play on the team as a starter. And I was on defense, which usually is because you're not as good as those who play on offense, but that was okay. I was also in a Christian school league, which also they usually take anybody they can get for the team. But I did make the team, and so did the fourth graders as well. So we all made the team. But I played soccer, and during that time, our coach knew soccer, and he ran us a lot. Whether it was raining, whether it was nice and breezy out, whether it was hot out, muggy out, he ran us. We ran a lot. He knew that we needed to be able to run during the game and keep up with the other team and run better than the other team, so we ran a lot. He was kind of a jerk of a coach, I'll be honest. He was kind of rude, but he was, I guess most coaches are like that. And even though he was that way, we listened to him, and he helped us, and he would run us and run us and run us and run us. Well, there was one particular game that we played, and it was I went to Baptist Village Academy, and we played other Christian school. We played other denomination. We played a First Assembly of God school. I'm telling you, the students on this team looked like they were in their 30s. I'm pretty positive that the goalie was balding. Okay, I'm not kidding. And I'm like, man, what is going on? And we got crushed. Now, Grant, we didn't play very well. We didn't play our hardest. I think our spirits were kind of down, and they would score, and then they'd score again. I don't even think we scored that game. I think they beat us 8-0 on our home field. And the coach was not too thrilled with us at all. He was not. Pulled us aside after the game, gave us a stern talking to, and said, "I'll see you in practice." And I said, "Okay, here we go." And that next practice, I don't remember kicking a ball at all, but I remember running a lot and running back and forth across the field to one end, to the other, to the other, to the other. And he'd let us jog, and then he'd say, "Sprint," we'd sprint, and we'd do this. And we ran, and we ran, and we ran. We ran some more, and we ran, and then we did a running drill. And then he taught us another running drill. And then we ran just for fun, and then we ran because he told us to. And we just ran and ran and ran and ran. And it's still ingrained in my mind just how exhausting that was. And if you played soccer and your coach was like that, you know the feeling of just running and running. And I'll tell you, that was near the end of the season, so all of us were in decent shape because we had run so much in the practices. But after a while, I don't care how good a shape you're in, you get tired, you get worn out, you have a hard time breathing, you're sweating, you're panting, you want to just stop. But I knew if we stopped, it was going to get worse. So we kept running, we kept running. We felt awful. All of us, not just, the weaklings like me, even our star players, even our seniors. Man, we were all having a hard time, but we kept running. Even though we were in pain, even though we felt sick, even though some guys were on the side of the field losing their lunch because they were running so hard, we kept running. We kept running. Even though many of us were angry at the coach, we kept running. Now, should the Lord give you two many years of life, and I hope He will, I bet He will, unless He comes, I want to challenge you with a simple thought tonight. And it won't be long, I promise. Really, it'll be a lot of just thoughts that I wrote down that I want to read to you. But one thought that I want you to carry with you, I want you to remember it. Maybe I want you to write it in your Bible. Write it down in your heart, please, and I don't want you to ever forget it. And the thought is simply this. No matter what, and here it is, go on anyway. Go on anyway. If you don't mind, folks, I'm just going to sit right here and talk to these two. When life gets difficult, go on anyway. Maybe it already is. Go on anyway. When you face a trial, go on anyway. When your heart is broken, go on anyway. When you get discouraged, go on anyway. When you feel like you don't know the answer, maybe you feel kind of dumb, and there's times like that when you just don't know the answers, go on anyway. When you lack confidence, go on anyway. When you feel alone, go on anyway. When even in the midst of a crowd of people, you feel alone, go on anyway. When you lose a job, get laid off, that might happen, go on anyway. When a loved one hurts you, go on anyway. When someone that you trust and look up to fails, go on anyway. When your hero, someone that you look up to, your hero, when they ignore you, go on anyway. When you don't understand what's going on in your life, go on anyway. When your future looks bleak, looks rough, go on anyway. When your past haunts you, go on anyway. When the present seems unbearable, go on anyway. When God seems hard to find, and there are times like that, when God seems hard to find, go on anyway. When God's word doesn't really speak to you, when you feel like you're not getting anything out of the Bible, go on anyway. Keep reading it. When your prayers feel shallow and unheard, go on anyway. When you don't know how you're going to pay that bill, because guess what? The bills are coming. Amen, church? But listen, when you don't know how you're going to pay that bill, and there will be times, I have no doubt that all of us could say there have been times, whether we were younger, when there were times we didn't know how we were going to pay that bill. When you don't know, go on anyway. When your friends desert you, go on anyway. When your family disowns you, go on anyway. When trouble just doesn't seem to leave you alone, go on anyway. When someone hurts you with words, go on anyway. One day, when your marriage might be struggling a little bit, go on anyway. Lord willing, one day if you have kids and they make the wrong decisions, out of control, go on anyway. When church starts to become a burden instead of a blessing, go on anyway. When the valleys of life seem to last longer than the mountaintops, go on anyway. When your joy runs out, go on anyway. When peace seems impossible to find, go on anyway. When tears stain your pillow at night, go on anyway. When the storms of life are crashing all around you and it's dark and you don't know what the future holds, go on anyway. When fear reigns in your mind, go on anyway. When life doesn't make sense, go on anyway. When you want to give up, that'll happen more than once. You want to give up, go on anyway. When you want to throw in the towel, go on anyway. When all hope seems gone, go on anyway. When disappointment reigns in your life, go on anyway. When you don't want to get up in the morning, and that will happen, whether you work early or not, go on anyway. When things seem to be moving too fast for you, and you're going to feel that, when things seem to just move too fast for you, go on anyway. When people frustrate you beyond belief, go on anyway. When you haven't laughed in a while, maybe you just didn't feel like it, go on anyway. When you don't know where to go, go on anyway. When you don't know what to do, go on anyway. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, you guys know it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't want you to think that all those things I just said, that's all that life's going to be. Because, listen, it's not. If you have God, if you trust in God, the good always outweighs the bad. But, when those things do happen, I wish I could tell you they won't. The only way they won't is if the Lord comes back, and that would be great. I wish I could tell you that those things won't ever, ever happen to you. That life will be easy, that people will always, always, always be there for you, that nothing bad will ever happen, but I can't say that. When those things, if they happen, when they happen, go on anyway. There's people all over this building, guys, that have had trouble. I think of the Merrills. They're not here tonight. They lost a child. But there was a point in their life after that when they decided, I think I'll go on anyway. I think of the Beckers. I don't believe they're here tonight. Lost Luke. And they decided, I think I'll go on anyway. Think of those who have pain. Physical pain, daily. They decided, I think I'll go on anyway. All around this room, those who've lost a spouse, lost a loved one, think of dear Miss Holy, decided, I think I'll go on anyway. You can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. Decide that you're going to go on. It's not always going to be easy. Remember I was talking about soccer practice? How difficult that was. We kept running. We kept running. I kept running even though I didn't want to. You know why I kept running? One, because I didn't want to look like a wimp. But also, I wanted to please my coach. Even though he was mean, even though he made me mad sometimes, I wanted to please my coach. I wanted him to be proud of me. And you know who's pleased when you decide, in spite of trouble, that you're going to go on anyway? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is pleased. Go on for Him. Listen, I want to make my parents proud. I do. I want to make my preacher, my youth pastor proud. And I know we don't like to use the word proud, I understand that, but I want them to be pleased. And I know you want to do the same for your parents. But most of all, go on. In spite of trouble, in spite of whatever happens, go on for Jesus Christ. Go on for Him. Be successful. Work hard. Listen, adult life is awesome. People sometimes make it sound like it's a terrible, oh, I wish I was a teenager again, and I wish I was a kid again. And yes, I understand parts of that. But we don't want to scare these guys off into adulthood. It's a joy. I love being married. I love my kids. I love being a youth pastor. I love my job. I love being an adult. Plus, I look like a teen, so it's like a win-win. But listen, this next step of your life, you're not going to have youth group every Wednesday night. You got one more summer. No more youth conferences unless you go as a worker, a helper. But you're taking that next step. Go on anyway when things come in. Love people as you grow older. Think of these dear folks who love our family, decided to go on anyway, decided to love us even before they knew us. Love people. Find God's will. Do it. Whatever it may be, whatever it may be, trust Him, read His Word, pray, seek Him out. You'll find Him. Find His will and do it. When things get tough, and they will, maybe it's already tough now, and things are tough, keep your head up and decide and say in your heart, I think I'll go on anyway. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.